Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Oh. What are the odds, Keyshawn, that that actually happens? Mac Jones, QB1, week one. What would have to happen for that to come to fruition? An injury?
Cam Newton gets
Would have to have COVID again.
Like, it would take an injury.
It would take him to be removed from the team for some sort of medical reason.
So you're going like 99% chance?
No, I'm going 100%.
So there's not even like a smidgen of a chance.
Nothing. If it has nothing to do with injury.
Right. Fully healthy, just got
Mac Jones is not beating out Cam Newton.
And how would you do it? You have to retool the entire offense. It's a completely different scheme for his skill set.
Well, it's – okay. So here's what happens, Jay. Here's what has happened. People have now tried to condition people's mind to think that based on the end of last season, that this is a completely different offense. Based on the end of last season.
Right, yes. You mentioned that.
Go to the beginning of the season. Pay attention. When Julian Edelman was in the lineup, pay attention. But everybody's only looking at when he came post-COVID. They're not looking at Seattle. Mm-hmm. They're not looking at him pushing the ball down the field. They're just not paying attention. And so they're saying, oh, well, you know, so they want to run the ball. They want to do this. Man, they're going to run the same system they ran at the beginning of the year.
No,
they're going to throw the ball, and they're going to run the ball. Right.
But he gives you so much more optionality with his feet, with the way he's
everything.
Such a dual threat.
And they went
threat.
Out and got playmakers.
Exactly.
They went out and got guys to help.
Yeah,
and
obviously.
They got their defense back, and they got draft players. Mac Jones, look, man, I understand they took him at 15, and everybody, they missed on the third pick. Everybody, oh, the 49ers are taking him, and I know because I know. They missed on that, so now they're going to double down with – the Cam Newton, he's going to be day one starter.
We're just going to speak it into existence. Stop. Mac Jones is going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL before you know it.
Keyshawn, he'll get a snap or two somewhere.
Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn in for Zubin. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. The number is 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And we were asking the question, again, in regards to quarterbacks, as we're talking about. So many teams did draft young quarterbacks, but so many teams are in that quarterback limbo stage. Some aren't. But when you think about Aaron Rodgers and potential availability, it's just the question of if you could, no matter how much you love your current situation, your current quarterback, would you trade for Aaron Rodgers if he was available? We've had a couple of interesting calls on this right now. Keyshawn said if he was Cleveland, he wouldn't do it. Keep Baker Mayfield.
Dan said it too. Graziano.
Dan Graziano said the same thing as well. Right. Well, just credibility enough.
I may not do it, but I'm making the call. The
problem, Jay feels like
I want to see.
Always check.
Yeah, I want to see.
Kick the tires.
You certainly do, because if they tell me, okay, I tell you what, we're tired of this. You know what? Give us a one, and we're happy. Give us your 2022 one and five. Okay, sure, take it.
Well, it could happen in the middle of the season for all you know. You don't know when. Like, it doesn't have to be in the offseason.
Keep that door open.
It could reach that point where before the trade deadline, Packers are like, all right, look, this guy's been sitting out the whole time. We are done. And maybe you get him cheaper than you might have thought you could have. Let's go to Ty in Baltimore.
Ooh, this would be interesting.
Ty?
Ty, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, there he is.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, man? You on the radio.
You called in, brother. What's up?
Radio and TV, by the way.
Hi, yes. I would like to see Aaron Rodgers go to Denver.
Yeah, that's easy.
Well, that's, thanks, Ty.
Ty, you got to give us more than that, Ty.
No, but
the Captain Obvious call of the day goes to Ty. Dennis in Delaware. Please be better.
You guys are so mean.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. The perfect fit for Aaron Rodgers is the Miami Dolphins, and here's why. Okay, the Dolphins have all the capital that Green Bay needs. They could give them the Dolphins' number one pick next year, and they could also give their two number one picks in 2023, and they could give them Tua.
Yes.
And Aaron Rodgers would love playing in Miami. Number one, there's no state income tax, so that means a lot more cash for Aaron. And the weather is fantastic, and we just got Waddle and Fuller. If he goes to the Dolphins immediately contend with Buffalo Bills and Kansas City Chiefs to win the AFC East title. There's no two ways about it. And Green Bay is getting a ton of capital.
Tell you, that no state income tax, wow, it's a big move.
Why is it? It's always part of the conversation.
It always, Key and I laugh at it every time.
Every time. It's like, that's a game changer. But He isn't wrong about all the other facets of this.
He's right. He's right.
If I'm Miami, I'm not hanging up the phone. I'm really not, because if prior to the draft and prior to Deshaun's issues that he has going on right now, Miami was sniffing around the Houston Texans trying to figure out what the Deshaun situation could potentially be.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got Aaron Rodgers kind of hanging out there. Nothing changes between now and September with Tua. So you could always figure it out from that standpoint and give up whatever you was going to give Houston.
Yeah, that's
you
one of those.
Give Green Bay.
Yeah, Miami is definitely one of those whatever it takes.
Yes,
because that does change their situation.
I agree that Miami is whatever it takes, but as Dan Graziano said, there is an interesting narrative now about, you know, how collaborative is Aaron Rodgers with coaches, right? Or with GMs. Like, so if you're Brian Flores, you're like, all right, like, obviously we want Aaron Rodgers.
We got to have a conversation before I even
trade. Understood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I think that's something it's something to dig a little bit deeper into, considering the coaches and the GM and the issues
that's
Aaron
becoming the narrative now, right?
He's
becoming
that
guy that's hard to coach.
We're going to meet on a yacht somewhere. In
it's going to take a couple meetings on a yacht for me, though, to make sure that.
We're going to have lunch. We're going to have a conversation in Miami. And we're going to talk, and I'm going to get a feel for you. You're going to get a feel for me, and you're going to tell me your thoughts and what we should do, and I'm going to tell you my thoughts on what I'm going to do. And then we'll figure out if it works for us.
Yeah, and then obviously from there, you want to make sure that you stick to your word, too.
Yes,
what we talked about on this yacht has to be what we also agree with in November.
Absolutely.
If things aren't going your way.
Did you hear what Key just said, though? It was a slight nuance, but it was very important, right? And that's how a coach should talk to a player. I want to hear what you would like to do and hear your thoughts on things, and I want you to hear my thoughts on things and what we are going to do.
Yeah.
Think about that, what we are going to do. I'm telling you what we're going – I'm taking your input, but at the end of the day, we're going to do what I want to do. So that power, that's going to be it. Will Aaron Rodgers be like, all right, it's your ship, or is it Aaron Rodgers' ship?
Well,
that's a slight nuance that's really
big. No, but he's right, and we're going to talk about coaching later on in the show. Very interesting conversation about that and how important coaching is in sports. Especially these days in the NBA, we're seeing it not be as much of a factor anymore. Let's go to Sam in Florida. Sam?
Good morning, guys. Love your show.
Sam.
Keyshawn, you did an awesome role as the Cowboys receiver when Parcells was there. But I want to throw something out to you today about Aaron Rodgers and what he should do and what Jerry Jones should do.
Jerry Jones
wants to win the Super Bowl now. The Cowboys have all the pieces. We got Amari Cooper, C.D. Lamb. We have Zeke, who could come back with his career, who could make a comeback. We've also got a strong defense now with all the pieces we got in the draft.
Young.
But we have a $40 million quarterback who is a losing record against winning teams. Not playoff contending teams, not high caliber offensive weapon teams, but teams with a winning record. He's 6-20-something, if I'm correct, against teams with a winning record. Trade him to Green Bay. Get rid of that $40 million salary that he's got. Accept the $40 million something salary that Aaron Rodgers wants and win a Super Bowl now. We've got all the pieces. We've got everything we need. The only thing that may be a little iffy is Mike McCarthy, the coach, who did just happen to, if I remember correctly, get kicked out of Green Bay by Aaron Rodgers.
Sam, can you hear me?
Sam is now at OPP.
Wasn't Dak Prescott like in the MVP conversation before he got hurt or somewhere close?
Early.
I mean, yeah, before he got hurt.
See, this is the kind of call I was waiting for.
Yeah, but no.
That's not –
Is Aaron Rodgers a better quarterback than Dak Prescott?
Yes.
That's not – it's obvious. But there's a lot there for the future. And you would have to give away too much. You've already signed him to a big contract. All of those sort of things, it's impossible to do.
Can I flip it, though? If you're Green Bay.
And Mike McCarthy's there. Now what you going to do?
That's a great point. But can I just flip it? Again, this is all hypothetical.
Yeah.
If you're Green Bay, is that something, though, that you would say, young quarterback, already under contract.
Oh, yeah.
You know he can play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably listen to
that. Yeah, if I'm going to listen to Tua in Miami, why wouldn't I listen to Dallas?
I would listen to that more than I listen to Tua.
No, I'm saying if I'm going to take a young quarterback back in return,
yeah.
Why wouldn't I take Dak? If I'm taking Deshaun or I'm taking or I'm taking Tua. I mean, those are all in the same youth category.
Yeah, no, I was waiting for a call like that. I knew it would be coming. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, brought to you by Capital One. With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts and an app that lets you bank anytime, anywhere, choosing Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC. So the NBA playoffs are right around the corner. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned, how much does coaching still matter in that league, especially when it comes to stars? We'll discuss that after Key has this from Hulu.
Still pounding on that remote control night after night? Hulu has all the shows and the movies you love. And before you ask, do they have The Handmaid's Tale or Grey's Anatomy or SportsCenter? The answer is yes. Whether you're into live sports or news or award-winning originals and premium channels, it's time to have Hulu. Hulu plans start at $5.99 for thousands of shows, movies, and Hulu's originals. And you can add other premium channels as well and live TV, and it's all on the same app, so you're not having to download a million different things. Keep the drama on your TV and keep streaming simple. It's time to have Hulu. Restrictions apply.
Would you like to be in the MVP conversation this year?
The game speaks for itself.
Gives it up to Jokic, straight on triple try, goes through the net.
Giannis has it, power slam as he hangs on the rim.
And Embiid scores!
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
John Jay, Will Zubin coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck, Pier 17. Alan Hunt in for Zubin, and you see right there the MVP conversation. In the final week of the NBA season coming down to the wire, although it just does feel like the media is going to be behind Nikola Jokic.
Oh, I told y'all he was going to win MVP. He was going to win it.
Yeah.
He's going to win it.
And it just feels like it might even be a landslide, too. Like
everybody else? I mean, look, Joel.
Embiid's had a great year.
Embiid's had an incredible year.
But he's missed 19 games.
He's missed 19 games. That's, you know, durability is the one question you always ask about Joel Embiid. It's just Jokic is almost 50, 40, 90, almost a triple-double. I mean, the numbers are stupid. The fact he's kept him in that contention spot for so long without Jamal Murray, he's going to win it.
Now, when you think about Jokic, and recently he talked about Michael Malone, his head coach, and raved about him. Like, I wouldn't be here. He believed in me, all those things. So there's those two have, you know, forged that bond that we see a lot of times with stars and their head coaches. But and then even Embiid, what Doc Rivers has gotten out of him this season. How much do you credit Embiid for coming in great shape? How much do you credit Doc for coaching him up to that point? But there was a really interesting story on SI.com by Howard Beck, who's covered the NBA for a very long time. And it was about the idea of, does coaching matter? Not necessarily X's and O's and strategy, but more or less when you think about the greats. If I said Michael Jordan, you think Phil Jackson.
Yeah, not even right? a question. Same with Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant, Phil Jackson,
you
Tim
mean,
Duncan.
You don't think of Dale Harris?
No, I do not.
Tim Duncan, Greg Popovich.
Yes.
Right? You just, there's the various
Kim
coaches.
Olajuwon.
Yeah, Rudy Tomjanovich. Rudy, right. There's so many different stars that you think of immediately, the head coach. Isaiah Thomas, Chuck Daly.
Well, Daly. See, Isaiah Chuck, I do. But Rudy T, the dream, I don't.
How not?
Because
they won two titles together.
I know, but it's almost like the dream.
Never underestimate the heart of a champion.
But it was almost like the dream them was going to be that way regardless.
No, that's the way I feel. Rudy was significant in forcing Hakeem to actually pass the ball more and be more of a facilitator. Like he was, I remember.
And then maybe,
digging
and
so
then,
deep
and, but,
into that.
But then again, maybe because we don't talk about. Whenever we mention Houston, we always mention the Dream and Drexler, and that's we never mention the coach in Houston. Very seldom do you hear people talk about Rudy T. When you talk about Detroit, you always talk about Detroit,
Bad Boys,
the Bad Boys, but Chuck you also Daly. Chuck Daly.
All right,
that's a fair point.
It may be because Chuck Daly was a bigger coach in the coaching world to many than Rudy T.
Fair,
right? Yeah. I mean, that's why I think that way.
Okay, all right. We'll go with that. But if I say to you, Steph Curry, do you think Steve Kerr?
I think Mark Jackson and Steve Kerr.
I think Mark Jackson initiated all that, and then Steve Kerr took it, fine tuned it, and then led it to championship success.
Well, in this story, Howard talks about how Kerr and Curry have forged that relationship, that bond, and they have obviously won their championships together and they stay together. But what he points out, though, is in this new player empowerment era, someone like LeBron James, who's won four championships in the last decade, three different franchises, three different head coaches, Eric Spoelstra, Tyronn Lue, and Frank Vogel. Kawhi Leonard won his first title with Popovich, but then with Nick Nurse in Toronto. So you're seeing the point, right? Like the players, Kevin Durant. You know, now he'll try to win a championship with another coach in Steve Nash, who's never been a coach before. So it's the idea that the question is this. Coaching, yes, still matters, but coaches seems like an afterthought. He said perhaps even a little bit diminished. The partnerships of the past were built on trust and communication forged over years. It's how winning cultures take root. So what happens when that bond disappears? Does the culture go with it? Do dynasties disappear? Have today's stars lost something essential? Do we feel like that is something in the NBA that is going away or no?
Jay, you go ahead.
There is an incredible value for coaches. There's no doubt about it. I mean, guys like Eric Spoelstra, Greg Popovich.
Rick Carlisle.
I mean, Rick Carlisle. Even look what Monty Williams is able to do with Phoenix, Quinn Snyder in Utah.
On Monty Williams, even though he's a coach of the candidate, so many people say Chris Paul showing up is what made him a better coach.
So here's what I've known players to do in today's age, right? When they're thinking about what team they want to go to. It goes, here are the three questions they ask. Where do I want to play? What city do I want to play? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, why? I want to go back home to L.A.? Okay, I'll go back home
Location,
to L.A. Okay, great. Second question, who do I want to play with? Do I want to get PG? Do I want to get this player? Now, those two can be flip-flop, too. Who do I want to play with?
Now
where do I want to play?
Location, teammates.
Yep, and that can be flip-flop, depending upon who you are. And then the question is, who do I want to be coached by? Like, that's the way it happens.
Is that third because you feel like I can always change that?
Yes, 1,000%. Mm. Like, LeBron James going to Cleveland could change. David Blatt's not it. He's not it, guys.
Yeah.
It's time for somebody else. Give me Ty Lue. Okay. Like, hey, like, this guy's not it. Let's bring it. Like, you know, even Steph Curry in the article was talking about it. He wasn't keen on Steve Kerr at first. Mark Jackson was his guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, like, those, but he went with it. So, players now these days are making exponentially more money than the players back in the day. I'm not saying they weren't making a lot, but it doesn't seem like coaches have the bigger-than-life personalities. I agree with the article wholeheartedly.
Well, I think.
With the exception of a few.
I think, though, all that what Jay is saying is true. But the star power doesn't stay in one location. If the star power stayed in one location,
the coach would stay with him.
Yeah, and the coach would be attached to him like Curry is to Curry. Curry isn't going anywhere.
That's not true.
Why not?
Look at Kawhi Leonard and look at Doc Rivers.
What you mean?
Kawhi Leonard is still in L.A.
No, Doc Rivers is gone. But if Kawhi got there when everything was running out for Doc. Had Kawhi been there from the beginning, meaning like when Doc first came aboard, they probably would have won a championship or two by now.
I think the key on Kawhi, though, is he left San Antonio because he was done with Pop. And Pop is a guy that was known as the guy, you know, again, he and Tim Duncan, you know, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, like that, where they looked at him in a different way than Kawhi did. Kawhi didn't want to be coached by him anymore.
Well, because they had whatever the personal issues are. And then you had Ginobili saying what he said and Parker saying what he said about him and David Robinson. And Kawhi, like, man, I don't want to be dealing. They rock with you. I don't rock with you like that.
Then injury, too.
Yeah, and then injury. My whole point is you mentioned coach and player forged forever. The star players keep moving around. Nobody is sitting. Like, who has sat with a team for 10 years and won a couple championships outside of Curry? Everybody else is moving.
You're right.
Everybody else is the biggest star.
Dame hasn't moved, but you don't think about Terry Stotts.
But he ain't won no championships.
You don't think Terry Stotts.
You don't think Terry Stotts at all.
Yeah, he's a good coach, Terry Stotts.
Decent coach.
But that's the problem, though, Jay, is he's got to win some championships. If he won some championships, we'd be sitting there going, Dame and Terry Stotts. Yeah.
Because before, players didn't recruit players. GMs and owners had to recruit players. Now players recruit players. So when players are saying, hey, Kyrie, hey, James Harden, let's do this together, they feel empowered to say, who do we want our coach to be?
Yeah, but
if we're going to this situation, before, Jerry Krause would have to build the team, or you have to recruit those players. Here, I'm recruiting you to this system, to this coach.
In Brooklyn, now it was the opposite, Jay. It was the opposite. Kenny Atkinson had to prove himself to Kyrie.
Yes.
It wasn't the other way around. It was, I got to sell myself this year to Kyrie so I could be here long term. And at the end of that year, Kyrie's like, that's not the guy.
But if they started out in Brooklyn several years ago together, they would be, whoever the coach is, would be talked about along with those three stars. But they just got there.
But see, even when Kobe and Shaq were in L.A., like Shaq was like, no, I want Phil Jackson. Yeah. Like Kobe was like, I want the same guy that coach Michael Jordan to coach us. That's not even a question. Boom,
well,
change.
Who won't feel at that time, right?
I hear you, but I don't even know who the head coach was before that. It doesn't even matter, right? It seems like they don't exist.
The head coach before that.
Who was that? I don't even know. Doesn't even seem like it exists.
Dale Harris at
It was Dale Harris.
It was Dale Harris. Yeah,
okay.
Dale Harris.
There you go.
But you referenced that before, didn't you?
Yeah, but I knew Dale was there.
Yeah,
but
Dale
I don't
was the
know,
guy that they got out of
time, time.
Yeah, yeah, I don't remember the timing because Rudy T was there for a minute. And, I mean, we had like three or four coaches that we went through. Who else did we went through somebody. Not Dunleavy. No, Dunleavy.
Yeah, Dunleavy.
Yeah
Mike
we
Dunleavy.
Went through Dunleavy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's like we had a few coaches.
And then Phil had to come back and help him again.
Brad
for Kobe.
Stevens, you think Brad Stevens would be with Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown, their career in Boston, if they stay there?
And that's certainly
but
again,
if they
a
win
conversation.
A championships, though.
I don't see them win a championship.
No, but I'm saying if they
soon.
Are, if they were winning championships in Boston, then we would talk about them and him.
Can
but
I ask you?
The fact that they ain't winning nothing, it's like nothing to talk about.
Chris Paul. When you say Chris Paul. Doc is the guy he's had the most success with.
Yeah.
But do you consider them? Because they had that fallout, too.
I don't – they didn't win anything, though. So I can't
They
really,
were very successful, though. I mean, that
yeah,
was a
successful.
Really good team.
Successful. I still think
successful.
Doc is CP3.
They were successful, but because CP3 done moved around so much, I'm like
– So the question that again, we were talking about even before the show as well, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's – in basketball, it feels like coaching – is more about managing players now than ever before. And just everybody's strategy is sort of the same. Everybody has the same playbook. Everybody knows how to, you know, what to do in certain situations. There's only separate ones. And then Tom Thibodeau in New York with Julius Randle, like that's become, you know, a really good pairing. But in the NFL, you got to feel like the NFL is the one sport, right? Because baseball, it's the same thing. Baseball, it's managers are less about managing the game. The numbers tell you what to do. Now it's about manage my players. Football's the only sport left, I think. Maybe hockey, but football's the real, like, you have to have
them analytics a great in baseball coach. Can get you caught in between sometimes, too, now.
You're right.
Messing around with them analytics. Oh, you can
Yeah, but
pull
then you point
here.
To that and just wipe your hands. Like, hey, the numbers said to do
oh,
this.
I know, but.
But in football, you can't. In football, you've got to be a motivator, and you've got to know. You've got to have a game plan. Because if the players don't believe in you, you're not winning.
But analytics are in football as well.
Of course.
Big time. They've always been in football. That's what the scouting report tells you.
Of
First
course.
Down, do this. Second down, do that. Third down, do this. On this down and distance, they're going to be in this coverage. I mean, and you follow that to a degree. But football is a really – you got to really think. Like, your mind has got to be working because there's so many strategic moves that you have to make. and you have to be sharp in doing it. You can't have a coach that doesn't know what the hell he's doing, and that's how coaches get fired. They don't know what they're doing. There's really only about, in my opinion, and I'll never tell you who I think they are, but there's only probably about 8 coaches in the NFL, man, that I'm like, oh, yeah, they can coach. Mm. The rest of them dudes, they just there.
It's just only about pieces.
Man, it's only really about 8 guys, in my opinion, that I really believe can coach. And I've always felt that way. Wow. Always. And the rest of them, they just there. They got a job for whatever reason. Somebody thought that they were going to be the next this.
I'm so curious.
And that's it. And it changes. It changes year to year depending on who's who. But there's only really truly about 8 guys out of the teams that could really, like, I would go to bat for as a coach and be like, oh, yeah, I can go to sleep with him at night and don't even worry about nothing.
Yeah, but again, you know, that could be true as well, but it is – I think that's the one sport where coaching really matters, but that's why there's so much turnover when it comes to coaching in that sport and several others. The conversation we will continue, also talking about the Packers facing final jeopardy with their MVP quarterback. See what I did there? We'll get to that after SportsCenter.
AD foul jam and a dunk. Wow. Fouled. He's got 41, and the Lakers are going to beat the Suns wire to wire. What a game for Anthony Davis.
AD with a huge game. ESPN LA 710 with the call. As the Lakers beat the Suns 123-110, they boost their chances to get back into the top 6 in the West. AD, a season-high 42 points. He's the first Laker with 35 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists in back-to-back games since Elgin Baylor in 1968. Now, as it stands today, the Lakers are a game back behind Portland for the 6th spot in the West. Remember, Portland has the tiebreaker. So according to ESPN BPI, the Lakers have a 28% chance to earn a top 6 seed to avoid the play-in tournament. To horse racing, Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit faces possible disqualification after a failed post-race drug test. Churchill Downs suspended Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert. So Medina Spirit tested positive for an excess amount of a steroid, the same drug that was found in the system of Gammon, another Baffert-trained horse, who finished 3rd in Kentucky Oaks last September. Medina Spirit is Baffert's 5th horse known to have failed a drug test in over a year. Baffert was planning to saddle Medina Spirit in Saturday's Preakness, going for a record 8th victory in that race. Seahawks wide receiver DK Metcalf, he ran the 100 meters in 10.37 seconds on Sunday. He finished 9th in his heat, 15th out of 17 competitors before Sunday. He had not competed in track since high school when he was a standout hurdler, long jumper, also competed in the 4x100 relay. Metcalf hit a max speed, by the way, of 22.6 miles per hour on a play in Week 7 against the Cardinals. And according to NFL Next Gen Stats, it was the 4th fastest max speed by any player on a single play last season, the 2nd fastest by any Seahawks player in the last 3 seasons. SportsCenter, presented by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
Man, he outweighed them dudes by at least 90 pounds.
The Aaron Rodgers story, again, as we've said many times, hovering over the NFL offseason, will continue too. As we were asking that question, is you might like your quarterback right now. You might be happy with your quarterback right now. You might think, I got a good situation with my quarterback over the next couple of years. However, if you heard the Packers said, okay, we're ready to trade Aaron Rodgers, we've had enough of this, would you suddenly say, no, I want my team calling about him? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll take Mark in Columbus, Ohio. Mark.
Hey, I'm in the middle of this firestorm. I live in Columbus, Ohio, diehard Browns fan. And all I hear is, oh, my God, you cannot be serious. You're thinking about trading Baker. He's the savior. He's the one that's been with our team ever since the beginning. I look at it this way. The rosters in the NFL changed so much. Right now we're looking at Chubb coming up on his contract. We got receivers coming up on their contracts. Are we going to be able to keep them? If the window is open, and again, diehard Browns fan, but if the window is open, go ahead, grab somebody that can definitely win you a championship. We are prohibitive favorites with Rodgers as quarterback. We are not prohibitive favorites with Baker.
And I Baker, you know.
I mean, that's the that, but that's basically it, though. What you're saying, that's the difference. That's what I said to Keyshawn is if how much, how different do you look as a team? But and how much does it take out of your team? That, of course, is the question. Let's bring in Dominic Foxworth from the undefeated ESPN NFL analyst as well on the Goodyear Hotline. Good morning. You heard that part of the conversation, I'm sure. So let me ask you this: if you're a team, I mean, how many teams in this league should say, no, I'm all set. I don't need to look into an Aaron Rodgers trade.
Yeah, I mean, there's only a couple quarterbacks that you could think of that are comparable or better than Aaron Rodgers. They don't need to look into a trade. But I understand you don't want to start fishing around because that kind of disrupts your locker room. If you have a quarterback that you think you have for a long term, like Baker Mayfield, I don't think that you necessarily want to go out there and shake his confidence. We've seen him have some ups and downs, unless you know it's a deal that you can get done. So I completely understand what the caller's saying, and I agree with them. If you can get that deal done, then you get it done because you are likely to, or you're likelier to win a Super Bowl in the next couple of years. But also, if you don't get it done, you could be destroying your team. We saw what happened with Carson Wentz last year. Not everyone is as mentally strong as we think they are, that they can withstand that type of speculation around their career.
I mean, when you think about it, though, Neek, and you think about when people really honestly believe that a quarterback could potentially be that, and it's not, and I'm not comparing Carson Palmer to Aaron Rodgers, but if you remember when the Raiders gave up what they gave up to get Carson Palmer, thinking that that was going to change everything, and it wind up not even working out, and then they wind up losing all of those years at the quarterback position because it just didn't work out. So, got to be careful.
No, you're right.
You got to be. You're right. Be careful.
We like to put teams together on paper. It's a lot different. So it feels good when you're looking at your roster on Madden and you're like, hey, this guy's a 88, but this guy's a 96. So then, of course, we'll be better. But it doesn't always work out that way. We saw it work out that way with Tom Brady last year. That team made some other adjustments, not just adding Tom Brady, but adding Tom Brady down to Tampa, went from a 500 team to a Super Bowl champion. But more often than not, adding one player, even if it's at the most important position, Keyshawn's right. More often than not, that's not going to make as big an impact as you want it to. But Aaron Rodgers, man. If I could get him on my team, I feel like that changes a lot.
Mm-hmm. So, Neek, what's the most likely resolution here between Rodgers and the Packers?
It's hard to get into Rodgers' mind because, for me, the most likely resolution would be to go back and get my tens of millions of dollars. But I had not made as much as Aaron Rodgers, and I am not as sensitive, I guess, as Aaron Rodgers. And I don't mean that as a pejorative. It's fine to be sensitive, but I wasn't as good a player as he was. So, like, when people got drafted in my position, I was like, all right, got to beat him out. But I hadn't had MVPs under my belt. So I don't understand. It's hard for me to predict because he's not in a normal situation. Most people in normal situations would show back up and just play. I don't think the money is as enticing to him. What I do think would scare him more than anything is to have this be the last chapter of his career. To have a great Hall of Fame career where you won MVPs, you won Super Bowls, and the last chapter of your career, the way people are going to remember you is you are disgruntled and grumpy. Whether you feel like it's justified or not, you don't want to give your Hall of Fame speech and be talking about how your career ended because they drafted Jordan Love and you got upset.
Would you give up Baker Mayfield right now for Aaron Rodgers, knowing what you would have to give away?
I think coming onto this call, I would have said yes, but having heard you talk, it makes me kind of feel like I want to say no because you're right. Like, I feel like a fan. Just be like, yeah, he's better. Give him to me. That's going to make it better. But I feel like people who understand the ins and outs of a team and in football understand that it's not always that simple. But I got to be honest. I'm going to get excited. If Aaron Rodgers is on the table and I can trade Aaron Rodgers for Baker Mayfield, like, I got to be honest. I might just end up being a fan, a fantasy football GM, put him on the roster and see what happens for a couple of years. But I don't know that Aaron Rodgers, I guess moving to Cleveland out of Green Bay is a slight culture upgrade as far as the city is concerned. I don't know how different those cities are. No disrespect to either place, but man, that's tough.
But Nick, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Are you just confirmed that Baker Mayfield is it for Cleveland? Because last year around this time, there were a lot of question marks. And I understand it's 1 year and he played exceptionally well. But like, you need consistency at that position.
Yeah. The question marks are still there. I don't think the question marks are completely gone. I think But they have this history of having, you've seen those jerseys that look like bathrobes because of all the names that have played quarterback at Cleveland. Like, they have someone who is a legitimate starting quarterback in this league. He's not a world beater like Aaron Rodgers is necessarily, but he's a legitimate starting quarterback. And that's something that you're going to cling to if you haven't had it much in the past, which they haven't. So I get your point, but man, disrupting what they have there looks like it's going well. It seems like for a short term kind of increase, potentially, you may not even get that increase in production. Like, that seems hard to do. Assimilating him into the offense and all that stuff, it sounds easy, but I think it's always tougher in practice. The super team model doesn't necessarily work in football the way that it does in other sports because the game is so complex.
It's a lot of fun, though, to play rotisserie. That's why we do it. So it's easy to talk about, but as you said, a lot harder to do.
And, Neek, don't get me wrong. If I was Cleveland, I certainly would pick up the phone figure it out, but I know in the reality world that I'm not getting him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's true.
I'm not a damn fool.
Okay,
Baker Mayfield, Aaron Rodgers.
Okay,
really?
So you're not getting him. Baker's your guy.
Yeah.
Neek, can they win a Super Bowl?
Can they? Yes, I think they can. Baker Mayfield is good enough to win a Super Bowl if everything is right around them. He's not Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is good enough to win a Super Bowl if everything is imperfect around him. That's the difference in Baker and Aaron Rodgers. I think they can. Winning the Super Bowl is hard. It's really hard. It's a single elimination tournament. And so we saw them on the doorsteps last year of beating the Chiefs and getting pretty close to that championship. So I think they are good, and they got better. They're the best offseason, as far as I'm concerned, of any team. So this team is getting better. If you could add Aaron Rodgers to that, it feels like a lot better chance of winning the Super Bowl in the next couple of years. But having Baker for the next 10 years might make you feel a little bit more confident.
Neek, great stuff. Thank you so much. We'll see more of you on Get Up after 8 a.m. this morning. Appreciate you.
All right, Neek.
All right.
Y'all think I'm crazy.
What?
I'm taking Aaron Rodgers over Baker Mayfield. I just know it's not reality.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're playing in reality. We're playing in rotisserie.
I know it's not reality.
Two different things, yeah.
Man, if I was the owner, I'd fly the plane to go get him.
What is reality, though, is the Lakers aren't the only team in L.A. making you nervous, Keyshawn. Very nervous. I mean.
Here we
go. Yeah, see that.
Here we go.
We'll talk about that after who has what. Who has what now? Because you're holding paper. You're not. Just somebody read something.
Yeah, I got it.
After Key has this.
Yes, after Key has this, as the Lakers are the ones to get it done.
Oh.
For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. 1-800-GRAINGER. Click Grainger.com or just stop by.
It's over. It's final. And the Lakers handle the Suns from start to finish. Anthony Davis went absolutely nuclear in this one.
I think it's more likely that the Lakers lose in the play-in than that they win the championship.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
A great defense from Frank Kaminsky. So, Keith, honestly.
What's up?
Honestly.
What?
You feel good about the Lakers where they are? I mean, AD now these last couple of games starting to perform, putting up some stats. You do get a win over a Suns team that is obviously number two in the West.
I feel like I've always felt like we make it to the playoffs and we stay healthy, we good. That's what I feel. I feel like if we get into the playoffs, however we get in, whether it's the play-in or
well, you're in. You're in.
Whatever.
You're in something postseason. Yeah, now it's a matter of that extra step.
That play-in thingy is the only scary part about that. Anything could happen.
But it's one game. If you win one game, you got the rest of the week off.
Anything could happen.
Yeah, you're right.
Stub a toe. Oh, his finger hurt. I mean, anything.
Well, that doesn't sound like a lot of confidence in the
No, it's confidence if they stay
the durability of your squad.
If they stay healthy,
yeah,
we have no issues. We're going to run through it. But if something comes up where all of a sudden something comes up, his toe hurts or his back tightened up or this dude this, now you start to say to yourself, okay, here we go again. Now you get really nervous. But going into it, I'm confident because I think LeBron James will be healthy. I think AD is knocking off the rust. He's getting healthy. We'll obviously get Schroeder back.
So the back spasm issue.
Kuz is whatever.
But the back spasm issue with AD that you thought, oh, no. Like, that just went away.
Well, I told you it was going to go away.
Yeah.
I said that ain't – that's so going to go away.
They're
going to fix that.
They fixed that pretty
quickly.
Yeah,
because we can't have him rusty and hurt.
Right.
Right? We gotta get him healthy so the rust can chip away by the time we get LeBron back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what you're getting right now. Now, getting the LeBron back part is, of course, essential here. What are your sources telling you?
LeBron will be playing.
He's good.
Yeah, he's good to go.
So they
when
don't.
The time comes, he's good to go.
Okay. All right, well, that's good to know because you have that in the postseason coming for the Lakers trying to defend their championship.
And here's how I know he's also good to go. He's at the game standing up. With a high ankle sprain, you're not going to be at the game standing up. Boot or no boot.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be putting that
in a
type
boot?
Of pressure.
Is he in a
no,
boot?
No, I didn't see if he was.
I couldn't tell either.
Whether or not he had a boot on or not. Typically, what's it been, about a week? High ankle sprain, about a week?
Well, it's since he tried to return. Yeah.
No, since he hurt it.
He hurt it a while ago. He missed all that time, tried to come back. It still bothered him.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Then he took himself out of the game, right?
When he took himself out, usually you still have a boot on a week later.
Right.
But I don't know if he did or if he didn't. But the fact that he's standing on it at a game tells me it's something's better than not because he's putting stress on it by standing up.
Right. And him, you never have to worry about conditioning or any of that stuff. He seems to just bounce back pretty quickly.
Get on the bike and.
All right. You have the Lakers going
the
to defend their championship
in
another week. But then you have your Dodgers. And your Dodgers had a great start to the season.
Yeah, they're fine.
All right, 13-2, but they've lost 15 of the last 20. They've lost five straight series. They're in third place now.
Damn, 15 of the last 20?
Yeah.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? They're 2.5 games back of the Giants, who are in first, bit of a surprise. They're a game back of the Padres. Now, Dave Roberts felt, he feels like coaches or managers, they all do the same thing. This is good for us. I think we're getting out of this, all that stuff. But listen to Trevor Bauer, who that was a huge signing. That was a great addition for the Dodgers to their pitching staff. And here's a guy who basically lets you know things going on right now at the Dodgers, he's not happy.
Personally, I freaking hate losing. I want to win. That's why I came here. I mean, we're not playing up to our capability right now, so I'm mad. I'm not going to speak on behalf of anybody else.
Is that important to have, just to hear somebody? Again, Robert's saying kind of all is well, we'll be fine. This is so early yet. We've got months of the season to go. I mean, do you like at least this one dude that's,
I mean, it's whatever.
I've had it.
I think Trevor Bauer, when he got there, first thing he's thinking is we're going to win 100 and whatever games and we're going to break the record. And now it's not looking like that, right? I mean, it's not. And they've lost five straight. And so – he wants to win. Like, he came to win games and be a part of history and all of those sort of things, and it's a struggle to win a game. So his frustration is clearly setting in. Doesn't mean that he's a distraction doesn't mean that they embrace it. It just means that him individually doesn't like what's being put out on the field.
I've always felt baseball's the one sport where you can't, like, there's no, you don't get fired up for baseball. It's actually, you want to stay calm. No, you got to stay calm.
No.
Because if you're too fired up, you tend to do too much.
No.
You disagree? I've always felt baseball was the one sport where you don't want to be too jacked up.
No, but communicating your frustration,
well, that's different,
is not being jacked up.
Right.
Like, he's not out there like, ah. I mean, he's good.
Yeah.
We're good, man.
Right.
Don't worry about us.
Keyshawn J.
Worry
about
the Yankees and the Knicks.
Now that I have
and
to stick
Jets.
To that. Is that what it is? Stick to your teams? Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And, you know, the Knicks are actually playing pretty well. You saw them beat the Clippers, right?
Everybody's
the Yankees starting to turn around as well. A couple of walk-offs as well. Things are going pretty good in New York. Not so bad. In fact, this market's good. Market's madness.
It's
we'll talk
raining.
About that next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, ESPN News.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.